OSD 2019 is coming June 13th through the 16th in Rockton. Starring Mitchell Tenpenny, Flo Rida, Justin Moore, Collective Soul with Gin Blossoms. Tickets and more at OldSettlersDays.com. 95.3 The Bull.
95.3 The Bull. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Mitchell Tenpenny.
Mitchell Tenpenny, how did you get my number?
I just asked a bunch of people, and everyone seems to have your number, man. I don't know if you're just popular like this.
How are you doing, my friend?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Hey, we're getting pretty pumped up for Old Settlers Days coming up in just a few weeks.
Yeah, I'm super stoked about that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So we know about Drunk Me, which was a huge hit. Everyone loved that song. And it's off of your album, Telling All My Secrets, right?
Yes, yeah, correct.
Where are we going next with the album? Alcohol You Later is out right now. What about, like, you got any plans after that, or is there another single following that one?
I'm not sure. We just, we'll see what Alcohol You Later does, and then after that, we'll come together and make a decision. Because I've just got so much new music I want to release. I'm ready to do another record, but there's a time and a place for everything. So it's just being patient and figuring out, you know, go day by day with it all.
Gotcha. Now, you're from the mecca of country music, Nashville, but you were actually born in the city as well, right?
Yes, born and raised.
That's crazy. Like, how many country stars can actually say, no, I was born in Nashville. Country music's in my blood.
I don't know. There's only a couple. I mean, Chris Young was Murfreesboro. Thomas Rhett pretty much grew up here. And then Jaren Johnson, that's from Cadillac 3. I don't know many others, though.
That is awesome. So, growing up, what kind of music did you listen to?
Well, yeah, I mean, I was surrounded by country music. My family was kind of in the industry, and so it was just everything country music, from Brooks and Dunn to Taylor Swift early on. But I also listened to a lot of I like John Mayer a lot. I love John Mayer, and even on the pop side, some NSYNC, Backstreet Boys got me going as kids. All the melodies and stuff I loved, and the Eagles. Just, I don't know, I was very cultured around all the genres, but definitely Brooks and Dunn, my country foothold there.
Nice. And that's actually what I really like about people from Nashville, because when you're from anywhere else, people assume like, oh, you're from Nashville, so you love country music. It's like, yo, there's other genres I can listen to besides that.
Yeah, I mean, there's everything, and that's why we're Music City. We're not just Country Music City, but we do love our country music out here, for sure.
Now, are you one of those, like, I love walking down Broadway on a Friday or Saturday night, or do you go a little bit more off the beaten path?
I used to, until Nashville became this huge popular place, and now crowded and too much traffic. I used to stomp on Broadway all the time, but now I go down to my own bars in Midtown. One's called Losers Bar, I love, and then the Tin Roof on the Mumbrian. If you're ever in Nashville, you got to check those places out.
I love that you brought up all the population boom. It's like, what recently said, what the state bird of, or no, the official bird of Nashville is what? The crane?
I have no idea. Is that? Oh, the crane. I get it. Oh, no. It took me a second. I'm pretty sure it's a humming or something. A hummingbird. Oh, I get it.
Yeah. No, it's the crane. Now it's the crane. So let me ask you this, because you're coming to Old Settlers Days. Tickets are online right now at thebullrockford.com. Coming to the Midwest, you got any activities you're looking forward to doing?
I mean, anything outdoors. Honestly, anywhere I can do outside. Anytime I'm on the road, I try to get outside. So you tell me something cool to do, and I'll try to plan ahead. What's good to do outdoors there?
Oh man, have you? I'm assuming you're familiar with the activity of tubing, right?
Yes.
Or river floating, when you just get in an inner tube with a cooler.
Of course, yeah. Brewing is what we call it.
Rock River, you got to check that out while you're here if you get some time. Fishing's not too bad. Now let's
Rock
assume.
Great.
Let's assume it's a rainy day. You're stuck on the bus. Are you a Netflix or a Hulu?
I go back and forth between both. There's just so many options. It kind of stresses me out on each one. So I do them both.
Do you have a favorite show that you're watching right now?
I just stick to The Office. I'm pretty bored. I just rewatch it over and over. I think it's hilarious. I just saw, like, I wasn't a Game of Thrones guy. My girlfriend was. I watched the last three episodes, including last night. So I already know how it ends. I'll never watch the whole thing.
Oh, you're missing out.
Yeah, I know. That's what I've heard.
I got you on The Office, though. Parks and Rec, that's my show. Like, I
love Parks and Rec, too. Love,
yeah.
Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec is done, and it's like, what do we watch next? I don't know. Episode one of Parks and Rec?
We'll start it over.
All right, Mitchell, we're looking forward to seeing you at Old Settlers Days. Can't wait for you to get here, man.
Absolutely. Thank you for the time. I can't wait. What's up, y'all? It's Mitchell Tenpenny. You're listening to 95.3 The Bull.